The first player taken in the 2019 Major League Baseball draft is now the number one prospect in the entire minor leagues this year. Baltimore Orioles double-A catcher Adley Rutschman showed off his power in the Futures game at Coors Field in Denver this summer with a towering 468-foot homer in batting practice. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. I'm Greg Stewart, and this is a show that you help sponsor with your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to give and help support the show quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. 23-year-old former Oregon State star Adley Rutschman's with me. He's having a phenomenal season for the Birds AA team in Bowie, Maryland. All right, Adley, welcome to S&C today. Talk to me about that Futures game and the fun of playing there at Coors Field about a week and a half ago or so.
Well, it's always awesome to play in a Major League Stadium and to play with fans and just a bunch of the best players. It was an unbelievable experience. They really did a good job of helping the players and a good job with the event as a whole and making an experience. All the players had a great time, and it was just awesome to have that and share it with other people and my family.
Yeah, and a chance, I guess, to rub elbows with current and former MLB stars. Who did you hang out with the most?
Well, I'd say the most prominent one, Ken Griffey Jr., was in our dugout for a lot of the time, and so we got to talk with him and just chatted up. And for me, he's one of those guys that I absolutely – I think the world of, so to have him in our dugout and chop it up with him, it was unbelievable.
What a thrill. And you were mic'd up for the game. You agreed to wear a live microphone. That's got to be a little intimidating, wasn't it?
Well, it's kind of tough because most of the time during the game, I'm not really talking a whole lot. I'm pretty locked in when it comes to games and me being behind the dish. I'm very analytical and I just think a lot, so I'm not really saying a whole lot, but with the microphone on, it kind of forced me to say some stuff out loud and talk things through and just try and provide a little bit of content.
Yeah, talk it through and think it through, I guess, before you said anything. All right, an 8-3 loss for your American League team. Talk to me about it, will you?
Yeah, we just, they got out to an early lead, and we just were never able to come back and recover from that. It was a fun time, though, and I think everyone enjoyed it. But, yeah, they came out swinging, and we didn't, so ended up them winning. But, like I said, great experience.
Yeah, and you started behind the dish there as the catcher. Tell me about your two plate appearances.
First one, got a 1-0 fastball cutter, basically, from the guy who was throwing on the mound. He throws got fastballs. And just got it in on me, so I ended up flying out to left field. And then the next AB, I walked up 4 pitches. So,
all right. Well, like I said, Adley, you showed off your power in BP with that monster 468-foot homer. Playing at a Major League Baseball park like Coors, what was that like for you?
Yeah, I think BP is definitely time to try and put on a show. And I was able to do that a little bit, which was cool. And you're playing at a place where people always talk about the ball is flying. So just trying to make that happen.
Yeah, and maybe saying to yourself, okay, I can play at this level. No doubts about it with that kind of home run. So you've taken the journey, baseball journey, step by step in the pros. Started at rookie level, then to A, now double A. Is it a bit frustrating, though, for you to kind of walk this out step by step and not leap ahead here in your career?
Yeah, I think there's definitely times where you become impatient and you just want it now, and you forget to really enjoy the present moment where you're at, especially since, minor league baseball, people always talk about it as being a grind. So that definitely does happen, but it's important to have perspective and take that time every day to enjoy where you're at, enjoy the moment.
Yeah. So how do you stay positive? How do you keep the long look going for your professional career?
Yeah, I think for me, my faith is extremely important to me. And so when it comes to baseball and anything, I think faith gives me that perspective and that enjoyment in the daily activities that I do, and gives me a positive attitude that I can look back upon and always remember that there's a bigger picture, and that's what gives me perspective and allows me to step back and enjoy.
Good, good, good. Adley, along the trip here on Sports and Commentary this week, we're going to have you unpack your story of finding Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So what have the big league guys up in Baltimore said about your potential call up to that team sometime?
Potential timetable, they don't share a whole lot with me as far as I know. So I don't really know what that looks like yet. I always just tell people I'm trying to, you know, do my best and, you know, trying to enjoy the moment. And then whatever comes as a result of that is what's meant to be.
Yep, yep. The parent team, big league team, Baltimore Orioles, had some tough seasons, on track again this year to lose maybe 100 games. But do you see the organization maybe making the long turn back to competitiveness again?
Oh, absolutely. I think there's a lot of talent in the organization and a lot of guys who I'm playing with right now and guys who are coming up. We have a lot of talent and guys who are full of great character. So I think there's definitely going to be a lot of success in the future, and I'm looking forward to that time.
Okay, and we're looking forward to having you back on the show, Adley. Out of time for today's Sports and Commentary, but we'll talk more about professional baseball. Want to turn it back to winning that College World Series and being the MVP of the World Series with Oregon State. And like I said, have you share a little bit deeper about your faith. Adley Rutschman, thank you for being here. The 2019 Major League Baseball number one draft choice. Appreciate it. We'll reconnect, all right?
All right, sounds good. I appreciate you taking the time.